This is Starlight, Star Bright, written by Sunsets Over L.A., read by Mistborn Hero, a Star Wars Clone Wars podfic rated for teen and up audiences and featuring the relationship Boyle and Waxer, as well as the friendship Longshot and Waxer. It is tagged for Hurt Comfort, Force-Sensitive Clone Troopers, Umbara Arc, Waxer Leaves, Longshot Leaves, Canon Divergence, Fix It. Chapter 1. Waxer wakes to distant voices arguing and the pain he's been trying to ignore the last couple of days flaring up again. Biting off a groan, he shifts, hoping to fall back asleep, when one of the voices grabs his attention. Wax? Waxer knows they all have the same voice, but he knows Boyle's voice better than he knows any of his brothers. He shoves himself upright, twisting around in a makeshift cot Halo and Keeks had strung up for their temporary medbay. Desperate to see Boyle, to know he's safe, alive, here. Boyle. Whatever he was going to say was lost in a pained groan, his vision tilting as he dropped back against the bed, squeezing his eyes shut tightly as another thrum of pain echoes through his body. Waxer! Boyle's voice is closer, coming from his right side, as another comes from the left. I told you two to stay put. The other voice snaps, and it takes a moment searching through the pain fogging his thoughts to remember. Halo. Ah, grief. I'm fine, Halo. Waxer mumbles, though he doesn't fight the medic as he starts checking over Waxer's wounds again. Forcing his eyes open, Waxer gives the junk trooper a weak smile. I'm fine. There is a deep-seated look of annoyance and frustration on the medic's face, one that all members of Ghost Company were well acquainted with. Halo, being one of the younger members, had learned not to put up with his Oribode's recklessness at this point. After a moment, the medic glances over to Boyle, expression never changing. You agitate him, you leave. Got it? Got it, Boyle agrees, eyes never straying from Waxer. Something familiar. Star bright and burning, brushing against his mental shields that General Kenobi taught them all how to form, and Waxer bites back a smile. It is uncertain, clumsy, accidental. Of course it is. Boyle still doesn't know. Halo walks away with a sigh, leaving the pair with a bit more privacy. Boyle. I thought I lost you. Boyle's voice was weak, and now he was closer. Waxer could see the redness around the rims of his eyes, and the Waxer's heart aches. The risk of losing each other was never far from their thoughts. It was the reality of their lives, something that they and every other clone had known and accepted long before they left Kamino. That doesn't make the fear or the pain go away, though. Boil, Waxer soothes, reaching up to rest his hand on the back of Boyle's neck, pulling him in to press their foreheads together. Breathe, love. I'm fine. Boyle lets out a wounded sound, hands gripping tightly on the black Waxer was still wearing. Wooly was able to send a comm after Captain Rex got the connection back up. He whispers, voice unsteady and wet. He said you got hurt, but didn't know how bad, and for a moment I thought... Waxer sighs, lifting his hand to stroke Boyle's curls. He slowly lowered his shields a tiny bit, letting his own warmth push back against Boyle, just like the general had taught them. Nothing that would overwhelm Boyle or for him to even notice. Just enough to melt any lingering fear and ice in Boyle's mind. He may not know just yet, but Waxer did, and he'd die before he ever abandoned Boyle. Waxer tilts his head up to press a kiss to Boyle's forehead before leaning back to look at his redoer. I'm all right, Boyle. Eventually, he will tell Boyle what had happened, about Krell and the orders he gave, and about Longshot. He had to tell Cody and the general anyway, but for now, Boyle needs him. Come here, he prompts, tugging Boyle into the cut with him. He knew Halo would have than a few words to say about sharing a cut while he was hurt, but he didn't care. Halo, for all the stern medic persona he tries to play, would never force a set of brothers apart if not necessary. I'm here, and I'm not going anywhere. Chapter 2. A shift in the air pulls Waxer from his sleep. Boyle is still curled up on his chest, face tucked into his neck. The lights were dimmed as much as they could be, and he could hear the faint sounds of brothers sleeping around him. Waxer blinks. Longshot is hovering by the door, fidgeting nervously. Slowly, not wanting to wake Boyle, Waxer lifts his hand and beckons his bodica closer. Even though the fight had ended almost immediately, thanks to Captain Rex and Longshot's quick thinking and awareness, Waxer still got hurt. It wasn't bad, nothing that genuinely warranted Longshot's protectiveness, but then again... It is Longshot, Waxer thinks, eyes watching the sniper as he quietly moves closer, settling at the side of his cut. Longshot hadn't left Waxer's side as Halo treated his injuries, almost like he couldn't bear to let Waxer out of his sight, going so far as to risk Halo's ire by taking up space in the medbay. They sit in silence for a moment, Waxer watching Longshot, and Longshot looking anywhere but at Waxer or Boyle. You knew. Waxer finally spoke, voice void of any blame. He remembered when Longshot first joined Ghost Company, a lone shiny that always seemed just a little off. A little odd, but in a way that made him melt into Ghost with ease. Waxer, who was no stranger to being considered weird, latched onto the poor Shiny immediately, much to Boyle's at the time dismay and annoyance. Now Boyle was just as attached to Longshot as Waxer was, something Waxer always enjoyed reminding his reader of every chance he got. Looking at Longshot now, Waxer thinks back to all the nightmares and all the times Longshot was just a bit too lucky in battle, and all the "but what if" and "you don't think" conversations he's had with Cody. Longshot stayed quiet, eyes firmly locked on his own fingers as he twisted and tugged on them. "You had a nightmare our first night on the ground," Waxer continues. "Woke up disoriented and so scared. Had begged Cody to put you in my platoon, and kept at my side no matter what." He reached out and grabbed Longshot's hand. He smiles. "You saved my life, didn't you?" I saw you." Longshot's shoulders jerk, his voice suspiciously wet as he spoke. "Talking to Commander Rex when you. He swallowed and squeezed Waxer's hand tightly. "Then there was Boyle and he couldn't." Waxer didn't need Longshot to tell him how Boyle would respond if he had died in a battle Boyle wasn't part of. He squeezed Longshot's hand. "Longshot, look at me." It takes a few moments, but finally, the sniper looks up at him. Waxer smiles. "It didn't happen. You stopped it. You saved me. Saved us." Something warm and new but familiar washes over the shields, like an overly happy Tuca pawing curiously at the glowing rays of a sun, and Waxer happily lets Longshot in. It is different than Boyle, the steady presence that Waxer had always wrapped around himself, compared to the bubbling warmth curling up in the corner of his mind. But they both bring a smile to his face, because this they can work with. He is not letting either of them go. Both Boyle and Longshot, Waxer hums, settling back into the cut, still holding Longshot's hand. He's going to have to talk to Cody and General Kenobi as soon as possible. Waxer grins. Chris was going to owe him so many covered shifts. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for 212th Appreciation Week. I hope you enjoyed. I certainly enjoyed reading. It's soft, them being force sensitive and being able to live together a little bit longer. Thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today.